Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome to another episode of Sounders Scuttlebutt. I'm one of your hosts, Aaron Lingley, and I am joined by one other host today, a little different from our last episode. We got the drunk one and the sleepy one for this one. Hello, Nicholas Biela.
Hey, that's me. I will try to stay awake this time, and I will not be drinking alcohol. I do have a beverage, though, so why don't we get to that?
Yeah, you start with your boring one.
Oh, yeah. Still sounds good.
Oh, that had a little hiss at the end.
It did. Sassy. We are going to be drinking a tropical cherry sparkling water. I got too much going on tonight, so I can't. I'm going to be getting like 90 minutes of sleep.
What brand is that?
Good and Gather. So I think that's the Target brand. Target,
yeah. Okay. I didn't know. I'm having also a sparkling water, but I have a whiskey on the side, but that doesn't make any noise because it's in a neat glass right now.
Ooh, you know, that has a nice echo. It has a nice little echo that reverberates through my ears. Very nice.
All right.
And what are you drinking?
Yeah, so that's just a lime ginger to go with my bourbon.
So one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer?
One beer.
Ain't see my baby. Okay, moving on. A lot of stuff to talk about. This has been a busy week in Sounderland. Of course, we are still buzzing after the League's Cup victory. We are still rocking and rolling on that. Thank you to everyone for listening to our last episode. I'm, you know, just hit the wall. That's a live look at me hitting a wall and hitting a wall hard.
Actually fell asleep recording. It was awesome.
I think I fell asleep in the middle of a sentence. It was very unprofessional.
It's funny. Actually, we're getting a little bit of money, but because your general cadence. Sometimes you have pauses. Sometimes mm-hmm. you close your eyes and think, just because you like to really process your words before they come out of your mouth. So we're both like looking at you like this is normal, and then nothing happened, and we're like,
Did he freeze? No, we see him nodding off. No,
it was great. So and then I, of course, I felt I got a little drunker than I thought. I was perfectly fine in the beginning, but I had been drinking whiskey during the match and beer, and then I popped, had some Elysians, and
We knew
it's a final episode.
Yeah, it was not the final episode, a final episode.
We'll see how the stats do on this one. That might have been our final episode.
But no, it was definitely a brown liquor special for sure.
Brown liquor special.
Okay, so things that have happened since then. Well, obviously the post game fracas, the brouhaha, the Donnybrook, as one might say, the ruckus. Could you describe the ruckus? It was some suspensions have been handed down, and so it started first with the League's Cup Disciplinary Committee. They had to send their suspensions down first, and they suspended Luis Suarez for 6 games of League's Cup. Sergio Busquets for 2 games, Tomas Seviles for 3 games, and then the Sounders, Stephen Lainhart, one of the Bash brothers from the Alan Gordon. No, not Alan Gordon. Who was it? It was Stephen Lainhart, and who was his partner? Was it Alan Gordon?
I think it was Alan Gordon.
It might have been Alan Gordon. Some of those San Jose Earthquake teams. Yeah.
Stephen Lainhart's the one that stomped on Schwenning's hand.
Yes. Yeah. So wait,
Stephen Lainhart's on our team?
Yeah. What? He is our mental health coach.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So
I won't
allow
it. Fire
so
him.
Funny enough. Interestingly enough, well, okay. So a couple things about that. First off, he's getting a 5-match suspension. Trying to separate Cody Baker in that brouhaha. He threw some punches. So first off, we'll just address the Stephen Lainhart thing. Players love him. The big thing about Stephen Lainhart is that he has an interesting story. His father committed suicide during his playing days. And
during Stephen's playing days? Or just
during his playing days. And he got his master's degree or PhD in sports psychology, something like that.
Oh, fuck. Hire him.
So, well,
hire him.
You know,
he sounds like he's well qualified, and that's kind of an awesome story. With that said, though,
thinking about it, like, if you're going to have anyone on your team throwing punches, you want someone who's not going to cost your team major on the field issues. Mm-hmm. So Stephen Lainhart
and Cody Baker.
Well, no, I feel like, you know, I'm a hockey guy. So like the enforcers, the tough guys, they're always the ones that stand up for their team. You know, the ones that will sacrifice themselves for the good of the rest. And you know, that, it's kind of what I saw out of Stephen Lainhart. Anyway, so that's the League's Cup. Now, granted,
sounds like you're about to clarify what I'm about to say, is that obviously would be carried over to next year.
Maybe even later. Next year, because the World Cup, there's a good chance the League's Cup will not happen next year.
Cool. So Suarez and Busquets are really pissed off about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, about not playing in games, you know, 2 years down the road. Yeah, big team. But MLS, once that happened, they came down with their suspensions. And I named 4 names in the last one, and this time only 2 names. So Luis Suarez suspended 3 league games for spitting. Although I love how they just keep talking about spitting only and not, you know, the choking and not the stepping on Gene's foot so he couldn't get away when he spit. Mm-hmm. That's just absolutely despicable. But nevertheless, 3 games for Luis Suarez. So he will miss the Sounders versus Inter Miami rematch. But then Stephen Lainhart had his credentials revoked for the remainder of 2025. So he is not allowed to be on the field, in the locker rooms, anywhere where the MLS credentials are needed on game day. My thought, a lot of people are kind of pushing back and like, oh, what the hell, Stephen Lainhart, that's such a shocking punishment. First off, do you have any initial thoughts on that?
One, I can't believe I didn't know Stephen Linhart was on our staff. But honestly, I think that seems a bit harsh, I guess. But I think you are held to a different standard.
That's certainly a huge part of it. Yep.
And his role. but two, I don't think they're classifying as, you know, you are the mental health coach, but I think they're more, you're part of the leadership of this franchise, which is a reflection of our league. So he being held to a different standard, doesn't sound like he can't be in the stadium, but he's going to be watching from a box or join ECS.
Yeah, really. Well, as much as we like to welcome people into our section, I'm not sure I'm going to see that. I'd be surprised if I see that. That'd be interesting. But yeah, so one of the things about the league is they do make it very clear in the handbooks and the guidebooks that as non-players, you know, if you're an admin, if you're a coach, you're going to be held to a higher standard than a player for your actions on the field. Mm-hmm. So that's just gonna.
And I think there's some grace to the fact that all their adrenaline's pumping, right? They're playing a sport and they're being emotional and reactive because they're not sitting on the sideline taking it all in.
That's what I think as well. That's what I think as well. And the Sounders got fined for misappropriation of credentials. So
what does that mean?
What I think
did a staff member have like one of those fake glasses with the rubber nose on the front?
Well, Stephen Linhart, like he had no business being on the field. So as the, you know, he didn't have a reason
even at the
to be
end
the
of the match.
Line.
When did he come down? I guess this doesn't really matter. But.
So for example, when I go to the field, when I've been on the field, I have to have like these temporary game day credentials. I don't have like the permanent badges, you know.
Yeah.
Linhart did have, you know, full access. So I think that's kind of the issue is normally no one would bat an eye at it, but when, you know, he gets involved in a fight, they're gonna have to come down hard on it.
Yeah. I want to see the footage everything I was hyper focused on was Suarez.
Oh yeah, the Sounder staffer with the white hat wearing the Sounders hat, that's Linhart.
But you know who he reminds me of, side note, sorry.
Yeah.
Martin Gore.
From Depeche Mode?
Of course.
The one of course.
Stephen Linhart, at least playing days, Stephen Linhart with the blonde curly locks. Just reminds me of Martin Gore. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just can't get enough, so please keep going. You know, with that in mind, one of the things about the whole thing is the suspension is pretty consistent. Leagues Cup suspended Lionel Messi's bodyguard from being on the field for similar reasons. He put his hands on another player at the end of the game earlier in the Leagues Cup. I think at the first game of the Leagues Cup, and he was suspended for the rest of the tournament and banned from being on the field.
Yeah. Okay.
So
Linhart's so, yeah, out for the season. Cool. It was just them two
from game. Yeah, from game day. From
so just Suarez day. And Linhart was fallout from MLS yeah. side of things for the rest of the season. Okay, and that's yeah. three matches. Who are they? So, playing.
Well, us, and then who gives a fuck? You know, Miami's not. Matter. You know, they're not. They're not in our conference. They're you know, whatever. Whatever.
Who gives a fuck?
They mean nothing to me. With that in mind, wanted to also talk. I was crunching some numbers because you know me, I'm a data guy. I like to screw around with numbers.
Data.
So, I was curious just how dominating were the Sounders against Lionel Messi. So, I'm going to use FootMob as my source. So FootMob always puts out player ratings after every game based on, you know, the data that's shown. So that's my source here. I went back a full calendar year, and that's going to be 50 games. exactly 50 games, including Argentina, Leagues Cup, Champions League, what everything.
What a nice sample size.
I know, right? So crunching the numbers, his previous 50 games, including with Argentina, Messi, and I took out games that there are actually like 56 games, but I took out games where he didn't appear for more than 35 minutes. I wanted to make sure, because when you're doing ratings, you got to give him a chance to actually be on the field, you know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of my methodology. How many of those 50 games do you think Lionel Messi fared worse than how he did against the Sounders in the Leagues Cup final? And I'll tell you this. For the Sounders, his rating was a 6.1. So going back to going back as far back as September 2024, 50 matches, how many matches did Lionel Messi play more than 35 minutes and get a rating lower than 6.1?
I'm going to say that there has been no more than four other times. However, I want to say this is the worst. This is the first he's ever scored that low. But I'm going to say there's been at least three or four other times. It's a handful.
So the answer is two.
Right in there the middle of my...
two, right?
Damn it.
One was actually last month against Cincinnati, where he got a 5.8 against Cincinnati. And then last September against New York City FC, he got a 5.9. Against the Sounders, he had a 6.1. Every single match since then, outside of those three matches, he scored higher than a 6.1. Most of them were in the 7s, 8s, and 9s. I mean, it was really kind of shocking to look at all that. But to me, that really highlights just how dominant Obed Vargas and Christian Roldan were in the middle of the pitch.
I was just going to say that because it'll be a nice little bridge to the next storyline. But yeah, that's been a very consistent duo, and it's clear that that's their best spot on the field. Yeah. Obviously, we knew that Obed, that's his position with JP, but Roldan has been playing in two other positions for the last couple of years. So I've always wanted him back there. He needs to be in the middle. He's a captain, and he's just so steady Eddie.
Well, it's been so interesting because I guess it would have been around 2021, when we were playing with three men in the back and JP was up, was just getting started with us. Christian, yeah, I did feel like was really good in this as a center defensive mid, and I thought that was his best position. But then going up to the 2024 World Cup lead up, he was getting a lot of winger minutes because they were trying to get him into the national team and it worked. He made it to the World Cup. But I kind of felt, wasn't the best use of his talents. But again, we had, Danny Leyva and Josh Atencio and obviously Lodero was filling that role back there, sitting back at times, and then even Albert Rusnak. So now that he's kind of settled into this role, I think it's really allowing him to shine, and it's just really nice to see. But that also leads us to today. Christian Roldan got called up to the U.S. men's national team camp international break, this international break. He got about 30 minutes in action against Korea. Korea was already up 2-0. He didn't allow any goals in his time in mop-up duty. But today he got the start against Japan in Columbus. And the U.S. national team won 2-0. I watched the game. I thought Christian did a good job. But more importantly, he went the full 90. one, don't read U.S. national team's Twitter, and it's toxic as hell. It's funny to read the player grades from some of those sources. You know, one calling Christian the worst player on the field, which is really interesting when, you know, we won 2-0 and he had the most touches of anyone on the team, you know, but worst player in the field, you know, yeah. As that center point of the possession. So, you know, it's just tough to not, you know, are you watching the game or are you just looking at the stats? But with that in mind,
or are they seeing green?
Well, you know, it's not in this case, it part of it can be seeing green, part of it can be, oh, MLS player, you know, it's just, it just annoys me to no end. But I thought he did really well. In the game today, looked good. I thought the U.S. team looked great at times. They got two really well-taken goals. And, you know, he did what he needed to do. He basically, it was a workmanlike performance. Again, using FootMob as our source of truth here, just for consistency. They had him at a 7.3.
Worse on the field, right?
Well, in the field, that's right around the back line of Blackman, Richards, and Ream had a 7.1, 7.2, and a 7.5. His band of four in the midfield, Freeman, Tyler Adams, and Arfston. Arfston had an 8.1. He also had an assist. Adams had a 6.9, and Freeman had a 6.3. So, you know, I think the assist is going to definitely bump up Arfston's rating. But yeah, Roldan did what he needed to do. Very pleased about that. I hope it gives him more call-ups.
Yeah, World Cup's obviously being in Seattle next year, so that would be phenomenal if he was able to make it on the team. But also, I'm not passionate about the U.S. men's national team. I have watched every match of every World Cup and of Olympics. Well, I guess not so much the Olympics, but should I start trying to follow them through this fall winter leading up to the? I want to be excited about the men's national team again, like I was in 2016.
Well, here's the thing. One.
When was this Rio? 16, 18.
We're not talking about 2018.
When was Rio?
When Brazil was 2014.
14. Okay. That's the year that was like most.
When Yedlin came up, we had Dempsey, Yedlin, Eddie Johnson.
I watched the Belgium match at WAMU.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was so much fun. Even though we lost, it was still a fun match.
With that in mind, that leads us to our next talking point.
No, you just have to say, should I start following the men's national team again? Should I start being excited about them?
Yeah.
A decade later.
Yeah, why not?
Because the Sounders are getting they're just consistently good now. They're getting kind of boring.
You need more chaos in your life?
No. But anyway, what were you going to say?
In T-minus 11 hours and 20 minutes. T-minus 11 hours and 20 minutes. You can sign up to get on the wait list. Or not the wait list. You can get on the lottery to buy World Cup tickets. Mm-hmm. So, from tomorrow at 8 a.m., all the way until I believe the 29th. The 29th is when you will be selected or not selected. So you have until the 19th. Okay, there we go. You have 10 days to sign up. You have to have a Visa card to sign up for this first wave. If you don't have a Visa card, there will be other opportunities for you to sign up, but this first wave, because Visa is the sponsored partner of FIFA, There you go. You have to go to FIFA, FIFA's website. You need a FIFA ID. If you're selected, you'll be notified on the 29th. You'll have a date and time window where you can buy tickets. Just because you're selected does not mean you will actually get tickets. You'll just be one of the people that is eligible to try. So that is getting closer and closer.
It's now 18 minutes and 11 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Being that it is the 9th of September, so...
And I still haven't heard anything about my... I already have the right to buy two tickets to any game of my choice, with the exception of the final. Because during the Club World Cup, they had a promotion where if you bought two tickets to any two Club World Cup games, you would get a guaranteed right to buy a ticket to the World Cup. So theoretically, I have my right to buy the USA game here in Seattle.
Nice.
But of course, FIFA's going to FIFA, and they haven't been releasing any details on that. So who the hell knows how that's going to work?
Well, I'm hoping for the best for you. That's pretty exciting. To,
yeah, because if
be
I
be like, I'm going to see the U.S. men's national team in the World Cup in my hometown. This is great.
Yep. I mean, that's the thing is if
I've already seen enough Sounders finals and stuff. So let's finish your bingo card.
Well, I went to all nine games in Vancouver for the Women's World Cup in 2015. Watched the U.S. women win the World Cup. It was amazing. But I've never seen the men's World Cup. I've been to Copa America, obviously here in Seattle. Saw Messi play. Saw the U.S. play. Great times. But never the World Cup. So definitely a big
bucket list?
Bucket list item, yeah. So... So it's been a good week for soccer. I think I mentioned to you just thinking about bucket list, getting to play with the League's Cup trophy. That was fun.
It looks like you're drinking out of it, pretending to.
Well, that's certainly what it looks like. Either I'm really good at photoshopping, or it was a good week. Okay, so that's what I got for Sounder Scuttlebutt. You got anything Scuttlebutt you wanted to talk about? Anything else that we haven't brought up? No,
I'm buried in my 85-degree hole here in San Diego.
Is that hypothermia? Maybe you should get that looked at.
It's fun. It is. It's just funny to see the locals react to both heat and cold here. It's insane. But no, I don't have anything. This is my outlet, and this is also my resource, and that's why I love doing it.
Good times. What
do we have anything? Have you reviewed Discord? We didn't tell anyone we were recording, did we?
I made a mention of it, but I don't think we really. I didn't ask for anything in the mailbag.
We got to get better at that. Also, a good reminder to join our Discord.
Yeah. So with that in mind, we do have the winners of the League's Cup Final Prediction Challenge.
The Prediction Challenge.
So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people get 4 points. And some familiar faces. We had Dan the Bastard. Dan going with some optimism, and it paying off big for him today. Good job, Dan. We had Jesus M509, Cedar, Patrick GC, and my very own daughter, Roma. So once again, Roma has been killing it.
Is she actually picking?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. So what will happen is I'll put in my predictions. And then I'll reload it, put in her name on it, and then I'll ask her, do you think the Sounders will win, lose, or draw? She'll give me the answer. Then I'll ask her, how many goals will the Sounders score? How many goals will the other team score? And I need to say, there have been times where she said 7. There have been times where she said knew who would score, and she was right. There have been, she has been, She's won what, like four times in the last
when
month?
When she said seven is when we scored seven.
I have to double check on that. I think so. No.
That would be, quit my job.
No. For that game, she got seven goals right. She said 5-2. But she did say knew who would score first in that game.
That's insane.
But she also won that game because no one else had some of those numbers against Cruz Azul. But I've only been having her do the prediction challenge for like the last month, and she's been killing it. So I think she's won at least four times that I can remember. So good job, Roma, who's also now in kindergarten. So
I know, dude, that's weird. Sounds crazy.
If you think you're smarter than a kindergartner, join the prediction challenge, win some prizes. We've got some great prizes, including a team signed Bruce Lee jersey.
I've never heard you say what the prizes are going to be.
Oh, well, give me one second here. Let me just pull that up. Why don't you just kind of talk about riff on some other potential prizes that you might have?
I don't have anything.
Oh, come on. Make something up, you know?
Two round trip tickets to the MLS Cup final, wherever that may be. No lodging. Not going to provide any of that. We don't have that kind of funding, but we'll definitely provide the flights. Just please come back. I can't think of anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So I said we two round trip tickets, but no lodging. Oh no, it's real. It's a real jersey.
Yeah.
There it is, in all its glory. That's legit. Okay.
Yeah. So I got that for that'll be one of the prizes, and I'm sure we'll come up with some other stuff. Honestly, the other stuff, my thought is some of the other stuff will be depending on who is chosen as the winner, is to kind of connect with the winner and pick something that they'll like the team signed jersey. That's an easy one. Everyone's going to be happy with that. But for some of the other prizes, it'll be, okay, here are some options. What would you like out of these options? And, you know, try and,
I still want Brian's notebook. I want pages of his notes all laid out and then sealed as a coffee table, you know? So you just sit there and just kind of be like, oh, what game was that? Oh, that was the final. And, you know, wouldn't that be cool?
That's fun.
Anyway, my birthday's coming up, Brian. In 2 months. There you go. Oh my God, 2 months to the day. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Actually, that's right, because you and I are like 2 days apart.
Yep. We had a lot of people in November, thanks to Valentine's Day fun.
No, that week it's you and then me and then Roma all within like 4 days of each other.
Gracie's the 25th. My mom's the 6th. Geez. My grandpa is the 9th. My grandmother was the 6th. My dog is the 5th. All of November.
Your dog was getting, well, is the gestation still the same for dogs? Is that?
I don't want to think about that. No, I don't know. Unless there's like a Valentine's Day, and I don't, what are we, dog sex? No, we're not doing that. We should get to the second portion of the show, which is a little bit more game match focused. We are playing Miami in a week from today.
Actually, one last little bit of scuttlebutt. News that just came out yesterday is that the Sounders have sent Cody Baker, speaking of Cody Baker, has sent Cody Baker and Trevian Sousa on loan for the rest of the season. So Cody Baker, I believe, is going to Sacramento, if I remember correctly, and Trevian Sousa is going to maybe Tulsa. I will confirm that. Also, Georgie Manungu got sub minutes today for Burkina Faso. against Egypt in a 0-0 draw. Burkina is in position as of right now, 8 games into a 10-game World Cup qualifying cycle. They're in position for a play-in opportunity to qualify for the World Cup because Egypt's leading that group.
Wow.
And yes, Sacramento Republic for Cody Baker and FC Tulsa in the USL Championship for both teams for Trevion Sousa.
All right.
So it'll be good, you know, because they're both making playoff pushes, and Tacoma Defiance are not really doing so hot. So it'll give them both a chance to step up their competition and really build off of, especially Cody Baker. He had a really good game a few weeks ago for the Sounders, I think, against SKC. And
I remember that, and I was like, man, I haven't seen a lot of him lately. Which is
first start in a year. Yeah.
Yeah. What, a year?
Yeah,
I could have sworn there was like early season matches.
He made an appearance, but not a start.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't, I guess. Yeah, I wasn't really thinking start. I was thinking just seeing him play at all. But yeah, okay, well, good for him. And yeah, all right. So let's get to the second half of the show. We'll talk a little bit about the upcoming match. No, you want to, we're kind of at a hard limit here for the time anyway. So let's get to that. Mentioned playoff push. Let's talk about the playoff push.
Sounds like a plan. Why don't we go to break and come on back after these words from our absent co-host?
I guess he's not absent now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey everybody, this is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. Now, I know we said this time was time for a break, but really, it's a time for me to talk to you about our corporate overlords. And our corporate overlords are us. That's right, we would love it if you would head on over to patreon.com and look for Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast. We will put the link here in the show. And subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $1.74 a month. Now, what will that get you? Well, I'll guarantee you get at least one extra episode per month. That'll be a cool interview or something like that that otherwise you would not hear. Now, we might put out promos or other things that include that, but the whole episode intact will only be available for you Patreons, at least initially. Now, there will be other stuff that we put in there, but this is where we're starting at. Why, you ask? Well, we have bills to pay, and we need to make sure that we can keep this show going. You would not believe the going rate for PA announcers. So head on over to Patreon, go to Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast, and subscribe. You even get a cool little downloadable membership that has our logo on it. That's Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And we're back. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm actually watching the show The Studio.
Oh, how do you like
it's
that?
It's pretty good, actually. It kind of reminds me of, did you like, what was the one with the Pied Piper? Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, that's kind of like they brick and mortar, they started something. This is a movie studio, but it's the story, the way it's written is just very similar to that. It's really funny. I like it. Anyway, they do a Kool-Aid movie in it. That's kind of the central theme of their project throughout the first season, is they're trying to come up with a Kool-Aid movie.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
So soccer, soccer, soccer. We're playing LA Galaxy. When is that?
Saturday. Saturday at 5:30 here at Lumen Field.
Saturday the
13th.
God, at Lumen.
Currently the wooden spoon leading LA Galaxy, but they have punched their ticket to Champions League next season.
Such a weird season.
Due to a victory against Orlando City in the third place game. Interesting. Yeah, it reminds me of the year a few years ago when DC United won the Open Cup, but won the Wooden Spoon as well. Sometimes when that's all you have to play for, you just put all your eggs in one basket. That's what made them so dangerous. Mm-hmm. I was nervous about playing them the second time.
Yeah, and they're
bad.
They're bad, but they have good moments. Or at least
they do have quality that can show up. Now, I do have some news, though. Gabriel Peck will not be playing in this game because he picked up a yellow card in their last game, giving him yellow card suspension.
Okay.
Yeah, and he picked it up in the 90th minute, too. So, oops.
That is frustrating. Okay.
Well, it sure is. Oh, darn.
So we're playing them on Saturday, then Miami the following Tuesday. Both are
regular season games. We're just going in reverse. You know, we're just everything's happening.
We are. I just realized that we played Galaxy, Miami. We're playing Galaxy and then Miami, Austin, Vancouver.
It's just basically Groundhog Day all over again. Hopefully we'll get the similar results, but yeah, so basically our last five matches after Tuesday, because we play Miami on Tuesday, we will have played Galaxy Miami in our last four matches. Yeah. And then three matches before that, I think we played the Galaxy again.
We did. We played them. It was Galaxy, Minnesota, Puebla, Kansas City, Galaxy, Miami, Galaxy, Miami.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just nuts.
Hey, so we're familiar.
We'll have a squad. Sounds like Albert Rusnak is close to full fitness. Danny Musovski will be out of his suspension. Georgie and Christian Ronaldo. Wow. Christian Roldan will be back from national duty. And then we've got Nuhu back from his suspension, and he's been playing with Cameroon. Cameroon lost today. I think Nuhu started. Let me double check that. They lost 1-0 to Cape Verde. And Cameroon's in danger of not qualifying for the World Cup, actually. So, Nuhu did start in that game. And the table right now, they're in second place. So they are 4 points behind Cape Verde with two games to go. And they will need to get some help. They also would be qualified for potentially play-in games based on that. They're potentially in. They're in the same boat as Burkina Faso. So right now, it sounds like the best second-place teams also qualify, like the four best second-place teams. Right now, Burkina Faso is the fourth best. Cameroon's the fifth best, but they're on the same amount of points. So it could come down to one or the other could be out. It would be really interesting. So we'll see.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me all about it. If I'm not in the men's U.S. men's national team, I'm certainly not following Burkina Faso.
No, but this is actually a really good point that I was trying to make when I was talking to people about World Cup tickets. Listen, FIFA's going to try and gouge people with prices. It's just gonna happen. The U.S. game, if you're trying to target the U.S. game, just be prepared. My guess is get in the door price, even at the cheapest seat, is probably going to be about $150 get in the door at best. And that's if you get them, if you win the lottery. If you're going secondary pricing, it's just going to be ugly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's just going to suck. With that said,
go to these kind of matches.
Well, that's the thing. If you just want to get the context,
understand where they came from.
Yeah, if you want to go to a World Cup game, here are the four teams that are currently.
And they might have Sounders.
But these are the four teams in Africa the teams that are qualifying right now: Egypt, Senegal, South Africa, Cape Verde, Morocco, Ivory Coast, Algeria, Tunisia, and Ghana. Now, the four best second place teams that are qualifying as of right now are Gabon, Madagascar, Congo, and Burkina Faso. Because the World Cup is now 48 teams, those are teams, some of those teams have never made a World Cup. Mm-hmm. So we are inevitably going to get World Cup games with teams of that kind of nature, where you're going to get a team like Burkina Faso versus Vietnam or something like that, where so what I'm getting at is, don't overpay for World Cup tickets. There will be opportunities for some of these games to drop. I saw it happen here in Seattle for the Copa America Centenario, where everyone was excited about seeing Messi or potentially the U.S. They made you buy tickets in a package before they announced which teams were coming. Sound familiar? And then when you bought you had to buy the whole pack for all the games here in Seattle. And obviously we did get Argentina. So we did get to see Messi play. So yay. But we also had to pay for like Peru versus Cuba or Peru versus Haiti. That's what it was. Peru versus Haiti. And it's like, that was not a marquee game at all. So, I mean, that's going to have, you're going to have those games, and you could have gotten in the door for like $10 on resale for that game. Mm-hmm. So just be aware that don't fret. Now, if you get a chance, they have published the matches for the World Cup. They've, trying to see if I can look it up real quick. They published the matches, and in the matches, they just have it as like match 16, match 32, match 52, match 63. Somewhere, I have to go find it. There is a match schedule that will say like match 16 is group A3 versus A4 or something of that nature. And so if you can find that, you probably want to dial in and try and get anyone that's a group 1 team, because that'll be the Argentinas and the Germanys of the world. And I could be wrong about that. They may have only posted the group, but not the slots within the group. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, that's been posted. Anyways, moving on. We'll have more about that as we get closer to the World Cup. I know. But we're getting close to that. The pre-sale starts tomorrow, so we're going to have a lot of World Cup coverage over the next 6 months, 8 months as we get closer to that.
Scuttlebutt, your number one source for World Cup coverage.
Not really. But moving on. We are talking about Saturday's game. No Gabriel Peck.
Yeah. And so are the Galaxy going to have any real motivation?
Yes.
What would their motivation possibly be? If you're
proving to them, because if we were any other team, almost any other team, no.
Okay.
But because we just beat them twice.
And we are the first club to win every trophy.
And we have this, this rivalry, and we've made them look silly. They're going to want to prove something, because this has been a very, very good year. We've had one loss in our last, 16 games.
Minnesota.
We're averaging 2.7 goals a game.
We are doing exactly what I have wanted since we basically started recording this podcast. Not today, like the episode one, first iteration. It's like I've wanted a consistent dominating team to just like being a Seahawks fan in 2013 and 14. Like, I just want to go in and be like, we're going to whoop your ass. This is going to be fun. And then of course you'll lose one game out of every 16, but we're averaging two goals. We know the product. Like, we know what our style is now, right? And the fact that De Rosario is arguably our best striker right now. And I'm really, I love his game with the rest of the team. The way he fits is exactly what we need. It's been really exciting football to watch, not just the fact that the results are, you know, getting us trophies, which it's actually fun to watch for 90 plus minutes.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that De Rosario offers something that none of the other strikers do, which is that physicality, that size, that.
I mean, but Jordan has that, but in a different way.
His physicality is more speed versus like.
He has the physical ability to be more target and I think more aggressive physically. He's just not an aggressive physical player, and he does have the speed and he uses that. That's my opinion. But he's ripped. he's 6'1", 6'2". He's ripped.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I mean, we talked about this at the beginning of the season. And spoiler alert, what I wanted to do for today's episode is I wanted to review our preseason predictions. But I would like to have all three of us on when we do
that.
Yeah,
for sure.
And with it being an international break, I thought it'd be a good time. Just trying to get schedules to line up is always a challenge. But one of the things I know we talked about at the beginning of the year, we saw in preseason, we were so excited, especially with the Paul Areolas and the Jesus Ferreras of the world, on top of what Albert Rusnak's been doing previously, is that this team can find people in the box. Like, this team can pass. We had concerns about who was going to score, but we knew this team could set people up and put dangerous balls into the box. So it doesn't shock me that Danny Musovski, believe it or not, very well might break the all-time Sounders single season scoring record, all competitions. He's only a few goals away.
Oh my God, really?
It's crazy.
What number is that?
I want to say 19.
And so he's
at 15.
He has 15 all competition goals. Holy fuck. Okay.
Yeah. But we talked about it. Like, he kept putting himself in dangerous spots, and we have a team that can find those spots. And you're seeing Osase's got what, 4 or 5 goals all comps already?
Danny's got 13.
I'm pretty sure he's at 15.
Oh, wait. He has 13 regular season goals?
Yeah.
Shit. Four.
And he's got
4 leagues cut. Oh, wait. Sorry. No. I should stop talking. There's 1 in leagues cut.
But he also was the only one who scored against Cruz Azul in that infamous Mexico City game. But yeah, so with this team, it's, you know, both of these strikers, Osase and Danny, are putting themselves in dangerous positions. And yeah, they've left some on the table. They've left, you know, some shots off. But they keep getting chance after chance, and I just totally respect what they're being able to pull off, and I'm really happy for them. So what do you expect to see against LA Galaxy?
I hate to say it, but I think they're going to try to disrupt the match. They typically, I feel like they want to play their style, but I feel like there's going to be a little bit more like a reaction, like you were saying, something to prove, but I think they're not going to be playing within themselves. And I don't think it's going to be a very clean match. I have that sense. I think we're going to try to play our game. I think they're going to try to disrupt that almost in a Vermees Sporting KC kind of way. Like, they've tried to beat us at their game and they couldn't. Multiple times. And I feel like there's going to be something drastically different. And I hope it's not that way. I hope it's a.
Well, they did announce that Rosendo Mendoza will be the center ref.
Not to give me context on him.
He's done Leagues Cup, Open Cup. Yeah. So I'm not super familiar with him, to be honest. One of our LA Galaxy colleagues has sent me some information, including that he's refereed 11 MLS regular season matches with the Sounders. Sounders have 5 wins, 2 draws, and 4 losses. 4 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss at home. You know, doesn't really mean much to me. His last match with the Sounders was the 2-0 win over Minnesota United last year at home. I remember that game. I think there was a penalty in that game. But I don't really know too much about him. It sounds like he hands out a lot of yellow cards. Handed out 96 yellow cards this season. Average of 5 a game.
Wow. Okay.
That seems really high. he's awarded 6 penalty kicks this season. So I don't know. We'll see. I just want us to keep that momentum going. I hope we don't have that Leagues Cup hangover. I hope we don't look ahead to Miami and that rematch. But I hope we bring our A squad for this game. And you know what? Fuck Miami. Give them our rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to win these games at home. Yeah. Well, we've already done it at Leagues Cup. We beat them with our B to C squad. Mm-hmm. Third string striker, you know, second choice left back, second choice 10. Yeah. We don't need to, you know, rehash that, but we're going to because it was fun.
Yeah. And if there's going to be a match, that's going to be in Miami too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's going to be a match that we kind of maybe take the midweek, the furthest flight you can possibly take in the continental United States, maybe we've proven our point to them. Let's get in the rhythm of the weekend matches that are coming up, right? So it's Galaxy, Austin, Vancouver, boom, boom, boom. That Vancouver match is going to be a big one for playoffs. I'd rather just, our main starters should play LA, play on the weekend, rotate as necessary, and be juiced up for the following weekend. Because I don't care about the Miami match. We've proven our point.
We're playing with house money at that mm-hmm. point. Yeah. And to your point now, right now we're sitting in fourth place, 44 points. Third place is Vancouver. Same amount of games played. They're at 49 points. Minnesota's at 51, but they have 2 extra games. And San Diego, we're not catching San Diego.
They've played 2 more games is what you mean.
Yeah, correct. So if we were to win our next 2 games, we would be 1 point behind Minnesota.
Hold on, you say we're not going to catch San Diego. They have played 2 more games than us. They're up by 12 points. That's a 6-point difference if we win our 2 games in hand.
There's only a handful of games left.
There's only a handful of games left, but that is...
But they haven't shown any signs of slowing down. I feel like that's a...
What do I need to do? I'm down here. Tell me what to do.
Okay.
I can find their houses.
I can't publicly say that. But with that in mind, and behind us, we have LAFC directly behind us, 3 points down, but they have 1 game in hand on us. Austin's 3 points down, but we have a game in hand on them. Portland.
I feel bad for completely skipping over Austin, and they are in the playoff race. I'm just so used to them not being in the conversation.
Yes, and we're going to have a busy September. Mm-hmm. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more matches in September. 2 of them at home this weekend, and then at the end of the month against Vancouver. Then, we've got Galaxy, Inter Miami, Austin, Vancouver, Portland,
Salt Lake,
and New York City FC. The Cascadia Cup is still on the table, so we've got a chance to win another trophy there.
Man, I want to be home right now. A Vancouver followed by Portland in 1 week. All at home.
I know. I know. So right now, we are, we do need to win both of our games, the one against Vancouver, the one against Portland, because we are currently We're currently in second for Cascadia Cup. Vancouver's won against both of us. So,
and you have to be Vancouver.
We drew Portland. So we need to win out. Any result in anything less than a win, or if Vancouver beats Portland or draws against Portland and they win the Cascadia Cup.
Well, if there's any time to have the momentum to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me scratch that. Vancouver wins. If we drop any points or Vancouver wins, then they win the Cascadia Cup.
Which we would be dropping points if we lost to them.
So. Yeah, but they also play Portland one more time.
Mm. Oh, so if they have any wins. So we would need Portland. Correct. We need to beat Vancouver and Portland beat Vancouver or draw.
Yeah. Both Seattle and Portland lost to Vancouver.
Got it.
And we drew each other.
Yeah. Would that count as a treble if we won the MLS Cup?
No.
Okay.
No, because we've done that before. 2014, we won the Cascadia Cup. The Supporters Shield
and the US Open Cup. Anyway,
I believe the Heritage Cup as well, but you know, we've won that as well. Hey, you know, it's been good. I've gotten to hold the Heritage Cup. I've gotten to hold the Leagues Cup this year. So bring me more trophies. I want all the trophies. Yeah. Let's go.
I've held MLS Cup and Champions League or Champions Cup. But I have not US Open Cup. Haven't touched the glass that separated me and those four when they were at the 90. Mm-hmm. Is that still around?
Yeah.
They didn't move everything to Longacres?
The trophies aren't in there all the time.
But that the 90 is still a thing?
The 90 is still a thing.
What is it now that no one has offices in Pioneer Square?
Yeah, so usually the downstairs is being used for like meeting and gathering spaces before games, especially with VIPs.
Okay. A lot of things. It makes like a hosted event space pre-match. It's a better commute than renting. Okay. Well, let's save our predictions. I think we should. Well, if you want to go through them, that's fine. But we do a prediction thing. So,
No. But still, we you know, because we always kind of feel it out right now. And then obviously we change based on what we see in the lineup and go from there. So I guess my question to you is, by the way, just forthcoming down the stretch, we may lose Obed Vargas to World Cup duty. The under 20
World Cup is coming up. Under 20, yeah. Okay.
And that may be the best chance he gets for showing well to be able to play for Mexico next year.
When is that?
It's coming up. He'd miss about 5 games towards the end of the regular season. Give Danny Leyva a chance to shine, you know? And not only Danny Leyva, but let's be honest, Stu. Not Stu Hawkins, that's our center mid, but
Taylor Hawkins.
No, he's not going to be much use as a
Stephen Hawkins.
Even less useful than Taylor Hawkins on the field. I'm done. I can't believe you set me up for that, but I walked into it.
You almost walked into it, turned around, said, "You know what? Fuck it." Turned back around, walked right through.
I came back. I came back for another bite. I was trying to say Snyder Brunel. Snyder Brunel has shown really well.
D. Snyder Brunel.
No, D. Snyder, we're not going to take it. And that's Twisted Sister. Oh, you said the Snyder.
No, I said D. Snyder Brunel. I was sticking with the rock theme.
Oh, okay.
You did. And I'm almost done with my whiskey. So this is part of the show where I'm starting to get like,
it devolves.
Yeah, go to bed.
It devolves. It's probably time.
Go to bed.
So your prediction for the game on Saturday against the LA Galaxy.
I think it will be 2-1, but it'll be like 1-1. We won't be winning until the end of the match.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think it'll be like we're clawing out of like, God, this is just like we're fighting them off. Almost like we're crawling out of a hole that has arms just pulling us down. And it's LA Galaxy. You know, like, come to hell with us. We're at the bottom. And we're like, no, God damn it.
I don't want to go to hell.
You know, I like your narrative. I think it's very fun. I think it's wrong, but I like it.
It's better be fun than like right.
You're not wrong.
But you are. It's better to be fun than right. You're not wrong.
No, I mean, earlier this season, winning 4-0 against the Galaxy in the first home match, and the second time winning 2-0 in both cases, I thought we showed rather well. I just don't see, I just don't see them being able to get it down. I think we have a lot of momentum. We have a lot of belief in each other, and I think we're going to roll. I'm going to call it 3-0. Stefan Fry's going to come back in net. He's going to want to, No, yeah. Stefan Fry's going to start in net. By the way, there's no goalkeeping controversy.
No.
Like, I'm going to put a kibosh on that.
There's only a controversy if people want to try to start one. Brian Schmetzer has already put the kibosh on it, and he was clear before the get-go. I love how transparent he was at the start of the season about who gets what. There's no conversation. Yeah. It's not going to be a distraction. We're playing fucking football, and we're going to focus on winning. And that's his tournament. This is Stefan Fry's. They know where they are and their careers on this club.
Now, when it comes to the off-season, we're going to have a lot of conversations, mm-hmm. but this is not – this is not that time. Even if you believe that Andy Thomas is the better goalkeeper right now, I do not think that the difference between Andy Thomas and Stefan Fry warrants not giving Stefan Fry the opportunity to see out the season as a starter.
I don't think that there's a negative war that's that big that would affect our war outcomes. Being
wins above replacement.
Replacement, right? Being, yeah. Andy Thomas, yeah. Right? Yeah. So I don't think whatever difference. I would probably, if I had to pick, Nerf gun to my head, that it would be if for who I'd want to start, just no strings attached, just based on performance that I've seen. No heartstrings. I would probably pick Andy Thomas.
And he's going to be our goalie of the future, 100%.
I'm so happy he's ours, because the amount of just memorable moments he's already had for us is just, you're already, how lucky are we had Keller, hey, you know, Schberning, Stefan Fry, and we're going to have probably Andy Thomas, who's already become a cult hero. Oh, Marcus Hanneman.
I was going to say, you know who else had a good cup tournament moment? Mm-hmm. Hanneman.
Yeah.
Does that mean he was, but that's a false equivalency, because Hanneman was never
in conversation to be a starter. Yeah.
At that part of his career, he had a better career than all of our goalies, except for Casey Keller. Arguably even better than Stefan Fry. Hanneman had a wonderful career in Europe, mm-hmm. long before he came back to the Sounders. And started, he was, backup on multiple World Cup teams.
Yeah.
For the U.S.
So anyway, I'm excited about that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think it's, I appreciate that it's not going to be a distraction, and it shouldn't be a debate. Let's just enjoy who we're watching. They're both going to be good. They're not going to affect the outcome of the season.
The only argument in which I will say that I can understand a debate is if a game's going to penalties.
Sure. And I think Stefan Fry would have to agree with that.
But at the same time, that's not a tactic that the Sounders have ever done, switching a goalkeeper right before penalties.
I would want that, considering.
Funny enough, we actually, Cameron and I actually asked that exact question to Andy Thomas last year, right after the Houston playoff series. Mm-hmm. That was right when we got to spend some time with him. That.
I forget what. What?
Yeah, and he was like, the thing that people don't really always think about that, it's easy to armchair quarterback that, but if you make that move as a coach, your goalie better fucking perform, because you make that move and you don't win that shootout. Ooh, that is a hot seat. Now, granted, you know, Brian's seat's just fine. But the better way to deal with it is to not get the penalties in the first place.
That's fair. I think in this particular situation, recently seeing what Andy's done in penalties and knowing that Fry is incapable of stopping a penalty kick. Even when he has, it's been called back for coming off the line.
He had to go against someone who was even worse than him in Brian Clark, former Timber, what is his name, for Houston last year.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to come up with it, but you're going to say it and look it up.
And but Steve Clark.
Yes.
There we go. Steve Clark.
Steve Clark Gable.
Well, no.
Not rock and roll.
No, that's a song by the Postal Service. That's not the same.
Steve Kelly Clarkson.
That's much better. There we go.
Steven Van Zandt Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my God, you're breaking me. Stop.
All right, stop. It's almost 9:30. Let's. I think we should stop.
That is.
Cameron, we miss you. Discord, we miss you.
Keep an eye out. We're going to have the Ultras episode drop this week as well. So you'll get double the content, double the fun.
Doublement, scuttlebutt.
That was a lot of doubles. Was that four doubles? I don't know.
There is a double-double here. In and out. Which, surprisingly, I've only gone to twice. It's 5 minutes away. I love
it. Yeah, but you're wearing it. But you're wearing your Dick's soccer jersey.
Oh, my God, I am. Yeah.
So we know your loyalties lie. Yeah. Your ECS Pub League.
In and out. Dicks. In and out's pretty fucking good though. Yeah. Good. So refocus. We're ending the show. Discord, get on it. Patreon, get on it. The show will be on Patreon before it's published live, now that we are famous enough to have advertisements. So if you don't want to hear those advertisements pre and post show, then jump on the Discord to help support the show. It's been really helpful, and I'm just really excited to see where we're going with this. It's been obviously hard moving away from Seattle, both by heart and by mind, but I think with our trifecta that we've perfected since last year, I think we've been able to publish some good shows, and it's really showing, and we're growing. So
and special shout out to all the Scuttlebutt listeners who we get to hang out with on game days. Saw a lot of you at League's Cup final. Big shout out to Eric 13. Eric took good care of me, saving a spot for the fam. Really appreciate that. Big shout out to Alex Diaz for hanging with us, sitting with us, and we just had a great time for the League's Cup final. Got to see Dan the Bastard quite a bit in the Brougham end. Didn't get to connect with Paul. I know we were trying to, he came up from trying to connect with him. So just good times. We see you all out there. We appreciate you all.
Unfortunately, I don't see you.
And then also Pat came out from the Bay Area.
Pat's trying to show me up.
I know. He came out
from California.
Yeah. So where you at? Where you?
I actually. This is. I've been thinking. This is the time of year. The time of year. I haven't even been here a year yet, but I can tell this is going to be the time of year that I miss home, because it's nice here all the time. But there's something about a Seattle summer, right? With there's green. Is it the green that they think is green is not green here. It's like the green of your poop when you have a salad for like a week, you know, it's like, that's really brown, but there's some green in there. That's San Diego. Yeah.
Wow.
We all know what I'm talking about. I put
everyone picture it.
They already have
picture it.
I put the butt in the scuttlebutt. Stop. Anyway, but I also do love and miss wet, crisp air so bad. Like, I want dark. I want it to be 10 p.m. I want to be on First Avenue. I want it to be drizzling, and I want to be buzzed, and I want it to be after Sounders victory. So I think possibly. When is the how deep does the playoff go? December?
It goes balls deep.
Inappropriate.
It's true.
If it's if the final works out at home, I'm there. That's happening. Whether I make it in the stadium or not. But I think I could manage an off, like, not busy weekend to fly
this
down
year's
and fly
MLS
back
Cup
same day.
Is December 6th.
Ooh. That is doable. Let's make it to the final at home. It's probably going to be Saturday. It's probably going to be hard, but we've had less of a chance before, and it happened.
You do realize that we could see a conference final Seattle San Diego.
Yeah, I have realized that. And whether it's up in Seattle or down here, I think it's a great opportunity
right
that I get to
right
see
right now
everybody.
It's learning at San Diego.
Duh, yeah, obviously it would be down here. I don't know what I'm thinking. So I actually thought about that, and you guys, people would be coming down. So you get to see me and be like, welcome, guys, to America's finest city. That's what they're called.
You just spent 30 seconds talking
about
that's
their nickname.
Your shitty,
that is their nickname.
Shitty salad poop of a city.
That is their nickname. We're the Evergreen, state, but the Emerald City, they're America's finest city. Just like Scusa down south of Seattle.
With the consistency of a Froyo machine just shitting out salad green poop. Mm-hmm. Okay, just making sure.
Actually,
you
could do that. Probably a mint chocolate.
We have gone
Froyo,
so
Froyo, scuttlebutt life for me. All right, let's wrap it up. another good program. We are about just over an hour. Not too bad. Not too bad. All right. Well, you'll find me really right here. And where can they find you on socials?
Yeah, come join me on Instagram at Cascades2C. Or you can come join me on Discord at nicholas.bluesky.bsky or whatever they do. They do the thing that you know. So nicholas.bluesky.social, all that good fun stuff. And Cameron is in legal limbo. Legal minded punk in legal limbo because they have revoked his Twitter access.
Of course they have. Gotta make fun of him for that. I don't even know what that's about, but I'm sure it's fucking bullshit. So
his account is suspended.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear about this from him. All right. The next person we'll hear from is James. James, take us away.
You can follow the Sounders Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
The Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally the best MLS team of all time.